Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, the encouragement-packed broadcast that will help you find your wings to fly. I am Catherine Lang and I am your encouragement extraordinaire because I have seen the power that hope and inspiration will do in a life. I've seen hope and inspiration launch my own journey to the next step or to the next level. Hope makes all things possible. Inspiration gives me the wings to fly. And encouragement gives me the courage to dare. I need the courage to dare. I need to dare to take the next step. I need to dare to keep stepping until I get there. I may not feel like it, but I have to fake it until I do feel like it. Straight out of college, I coached a local swim team. Now, I had the joy of working with dozens of children from 6 years old up to 18 years old, but I also had the added joy of working with swim parents. I had to walk out on that pool deck on day one with the attitude that I knew what I was doing and how I was doing it, and most importantly, why I was doing it. If at any point in time they had smelled fear, then chaos would have ensued. Or at least, I wouldn't have had the respect that allowed me to lead the team to wins, and to win individually, not just as a team. I didn't know what I was doing. Not really. It was my first year coaching. But I stood strong, and I faked my way into my knowing. Before I even showed up, I did some research on the rules of swimming, the techniques of the strokes, and even on coaching in general. Now, I had been on the swim team most of my life, and I had also been certified as a swim instructor and as a lifeguard instructor, so swimming was not new to me. But I had never been a swim coach. Stepping into a new position, a new authority, no matter how confident I was in my knowledge and skills and abilities, it left me doubting. So I stepped up and I faked that confidence, and then I did what needed to be done. The difference between a fake coach and faking the confidence of being a coach is in the training and the skills that I knew I had. I just had to begin to believe in what I knew. I expected more from my actions, and so I invested more into those actions. I might have been faking my courage that first day on the pool deck, but I invested in the information and the ability and the training necessary for me to make it into my reality. So you fake it until you make it, but I do have to make it. I have to grow it up and build it up so that I'm in a position to take the actions that will move the idea from a dream to something more solidified. I make it when I take all that is behind my big dream goals, all of those resources, all of those practicings, all of those trainings, all of those experiences, and I pour them into something more, and I begin investing deeper into that focus. One, I write it. I write out all of my goals every single day. Two, I speak it. I say it out loud to myself. Three, I share it. I tell others about my big dream goals. The more I share it, the more real it becomes. Four, I post it. I put it up around my house so I can see it. And five, I think it. I meditate on the specific goals, and I keep meditating on those goals until I basically am breathing those goals. Every time I sat down to work on the workouts for the swimmers, or I sat down to plan out the schedule for a meet, I thought about being a coach. Every time I answered the question, "What do you do?" I spoke out loud that I was a coach. The more I invested in that image, the more I became that image. I have to do the same thing in everything I'm pursuing. My words, spoken, written, and even the words I think. Those words need to reflect the end image of my big dream goals. I can. I know I can. And most days, I actually act like what I know. I don't always know everything about the journey I'm on, but I am aimed at the target and I am daring to take a step in purpose, on purpose, and with enough boldness to convince even me that I am on the right track. I need to keep reminding myself in as many ways as I possibly can remind myself, because I need the words and direction of my big dream goal to become second nature to me. I need them to be as natural as when I am breathing. I need them to be my default position so that when something does happen or when a wall gets in front of me, I default to the belief in my big dream goals. My belief in my purpose will become as natural as breathing when I take the time and the effort to invest in making it real to me. I have to say it. I have to see it. I have to share it. I have to think about it. I have to believe it if I'm going to be it. And there's always going to be something trying to keep me from pursuing what I am uniquely designed to do. There's always something that's going to try to come in and remove my goals from my big dream goal listing on my whiteboard of world domination. There's always going to be someone or something telling me, no, you can't. You're not able to. It's not possible. I have to invest in me so much that I believe in me. And that's not going to happen if I'm not consistently and constantly feeding into my heart and my mind my possibility. I can. I am worth it. I will. More importantly, I am. I am going to reach those goals. It's tough out there. Well-meaning and sometimes not so well-meaning folks are all around me telling me how to do it or why to do it or worse, that I'm not able to do it. I have to be so confident in the steps that I'm taking that these tips and suggestions and sometimes the dire warnings, they just roll right off my back. My grandmother was very well-meaning. She told me that she loved my writing, but they were called starving artists for a reason. Her advice was to center on my abilities in math. Now, I loved math, and I listened to her direction because that was the way to go. It was wide open for women at the time. It would bring me in a lot of money. So I enrolled in college as an engineering major. I made it about 5 hours in that major. My first session with my advisor sent me straight to the admin building where I began a series of major changes, quite literally. Almost every single semester I changed my major because once you declare a major, you can't declare an undeclared. So when I started pursuing my words almost 2 decades later, I attended a writing conference where the keynote speaker had everyone attending speak out the words, "I am a writer." Saying those words changed my heart. I knew I loved to write, but when I said, "I am a writer," something clicked. I came back to the conference that next year and I had the opportunity to speak. I shared the story of "I am a writer" and how speaking those words changed me. I declared it in front of all those attending that I was indeed a writer. I still encounter the naysayers. I still run into the well-meaning. I still struggle to reach my goals. But I've been investing in my belief to the point that no matter what others say, I am a writer. When I'm taking a step into my big dream goal, I invest in that belief so that no matter what comes up, I can stand firm in that belief. One, I write it out. I write it on my whiteboard of world domination. I write it in my focus folder every single day. I write it in my journals. I write it until I breathe it. The more I write the more the words become a part of me. And the more they're a part of me, the harder it is for the things out there to keep me from pursuing it. Two, I speak my big dream goals. I tell the person in the mirror what those goals are, and I state those goals in a way that declares their completion. I am a writer instead of I will be a writer. I am reaching 1,000 people each day as opposed to I will reach people. Speaking the goals plants them firmly in my heart, and what grows up in my heart will rule my mind. Three, I share my thoughts about this journey. I meet with a mastermind group regularly to talk about the goals and the steps I'm taking. I meet with a friend each week to share the goals and the steps I'm taking. I share in my writings. I share with my family. The more I tell others, the more it is solidified into a concrete reality and not just a possibility. And the accountability doesn't hurt either. And four, I post my goals. I write my goals on colored index cards in different colored markers, and then I place those cards randomly around my house, but always in places that I look at on a daily basis. Now, every few days or a few weeks, I switch up their locations so that my mind doesn't get accustomed to them so much that it doesn't see them anymore. Sometimes I add images that capture the essence of what it is that I'm aiming towards. Always, I'm putting the big dream goals in front of my eyes. What I see is what I focus on, and what I focus on is where I will go. And I want to go to my big dream goals. I think about it. That's the fifth thing I do. I take time to meditate on how things will look and how things will feel and how things will be when I reach my finish line. I breathe in while thinking about each goal, and then I breathe out while thinking about each goal. I create a mantra of possibility with a focus on my big dream goals. I can reach my big dream goals, no matter how big they are, no matter how outside the ordinary and customary of the world's expectations. I just have to believe so much in my ability to get there that nothing will be able to convince me otherwise. According to a French entomologist from the 1930s, the bumblebee can't fly, but it can because it does. New research has proven that if bumblebees did things the way it was expected to do, then it wouldn't be able to fly. But they don't do it the way things are expected to be done. Instead of flapping their wings up and down, they do more of a front-to-back flap that creates a pressure around them that helps them in flight. I'm glad the bumblebee wasn't able to hear what they were saying when they were saying the bumblebee couldn't fly. Unfortunately, I can hear when they tell me all of my limitations, all of my impossibilities, all of my inadequacies. I have to invest in my belief until that belief becomes that surrounding air that lifts me up and it carries me into my possibilities no matter what they are saying. I have to be in a position where I cannot even recognize the language of the people speaking to me because I am so focused and intent on being my own bumblebee. We all have the potential in us to fly if we feed that potential and focus on that potential and stop looking at the things that dictate the fact that we can't fly. If we believe we can fly, then we will find the way to make that flight a reality in our lives and for our lives. We will be our own bumblebees. I am uniquely designed on purpose for a purpose. And with a purposeful intention of doing what that purpose is. But the world sometimes, with some well-meaning folks mixed in, the world will try to convince me that I don't or I can't. It tried yesterday. It tried last week. I suspect it may even try today. I have to be constantly invested in my belief, or the world will steal it or crush my belief before I can pursue my purpose. The enemy has always been engaged in stopping people from pursuing their purpose and their design. I mean, go back to the Garden of Eden. The enemy got Eve's attention, and as soon as he had her attention, he redirected her focus. He turned her focus from God to something that meant nothing. Ooh, check out that pretty fruit. But that was only the beginning of the distractions. The enemy used a complacent king to distract a man after God's own heart. I mean, the nation of Israel was so successful in all of its battles that when it came time for battle season, David, their leader, he just decided to stay home. I mean, after all, they've got this, right? And so he got up out of bed when he was supposed to be in bed. In other words, he wasn't where he was supposed to be twice now. And then he saw something he wasn't supposed to do. And so it really went downhill from there. The attacks are going to happen. The attacks are going to happen sometimes because of my choice and sometimes because of the situation and the circumstances around me. But that doesn't change the fact that I have to be prepared for those attacks, because the attacks are going to happen. Circumstances are going to come up. One of the most important things I can do is have my mind so focused on what it is that I'm uniquely designed to do that nothing else has a way to get in. Philippians 4:8 puts it like this: whatever's true, whatever's honest, whatever's just, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's of good report, if there's any virtue in it, if there's any praise in it, think on these things. Now, in the Lang household, we've taken it another step, and we say it like this: if it's not good, positive, encouraging, or uplifting, then let it go. I mean, seriously, if I spend all of my day and all of my time focused on my possibilities, then the distractions of the world don't have a way to seep in. And the distractions of the world are trying to find a way to seep in. They don't need a big old wide open door. A teeny tiny little bitty crack will let the distractions in. So I have to be infusing myself with my possibilities, not with the potential problems. The worries of tomorrow cannot be changed by worrying about them. The things that are going to happen are going to happen. If I am concentrated and focused on where I am right now and what I'm doing right now, and I do all that I know I can do, then I position myself to be in the blessing that God has promised He would provide. It's not up to me to fix the world. It is up to me to do my part and to walk out my part and to keep my focus. Because as soon as I lose my focus, I am off in that ditch. Joshua 1:8 says it like this: the book of the law should not depart from your mouth. In other words, I need to be speaking the word. And you should meditate on the word day and night. I need to be memorizing the word. And you should observe to do according to all that is written in the book. In other words, I have to be obedient to the word. For when you are meditating on it, and you're speaking it, and you're observing it, then your way is made prosperous, and you shall have good success. Okay, so if I do what is directed to me by Joshua, and I put it in my mouth, and I meditate on it so that it's in my mind, and I observe it, in other words, I'm obedient, then I get prosperity and good success. Is there even a choice in this situation? If I am focused on what God has called me to do, and I do it, then He takes care of the rest. It is no more complicated than that. But I work so hard to make it complicated. I have to be consistently invested in putting into my eyes and putting into my ears and putting into my heart, so that no matter what the world throws at me, I will keep on keeping on until I break through to my big dream goals. I have to be constantly infusing my life with the things of the Word and the direction that the Word is pointing me, so that even when someone drops a big old boulder in my path, I am focused enough and intently focused enough that the boulder doesn't hinder my journey. It might look like it to the world, but God is so much bigger than the world, and He's definitely bigger than a boulder. If I keep my focus and I invest in that, then I will fly. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.